The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
How much has your opinion of the Bills changed after they got absolutely smashed by Tennessee?
I'm not sure it's changed a whole lot. I mean, what I start to wonder about is long-term is whether or not the Buffalo defense is as good as I thought it was. And maybe are they good enough to make a deep playoff run? I thought that defense, you know, with Tremaine Edmonds and some of the other guys that they had, I thought that was a really good defense. And maybe I overestimated how good they are, but this game's interesting to me because both of these teams are coming off their only losses. So I'm interested to see how that plays out.
And for the Bills, Josh Allen had been steamrolling along this season. He had been looking fantastic. Now, he didn't play badly on Tuesday night. I thought he was okay. But when I see him, I can't help but think that you're always riding the roller coaster with Josh Allen. Sometimes it's going to be awesome and he's going to be completing passes and accurate and you're going to be flying high. But there's going to be other times when he makes those stupid bonehead plays where you go down the other side of that hill on the roller coaster and you don't know where the hell you're going to end up. And going up against a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who basically never has a bad game. I mean, I got to go with Mahomes, even though Kansas City looked mortal for the first time. I don't think that's going to happen 2 weeks in a row.
Neither do I. I'm going with the Chiefs in this one. I think you're right. I can't see, you know, 2 weeks in a row where Kansas City doesn't win. I was a little bit surprised at what I saw, you know, with Chiefs and Raiders the other day. But, you know, here's the thing about Kansas City, and I'm sure that if this is the case, I'm sure Andy Reid will figure it out. But I think there's a little bit of a book that's starting to get formed on this Kansas City offense. People are beginning to figure out that blitzing Patrick Mahomes doesn't work. And the other thing that doesn't work is rushing him to the point where you get him out of the pocket, because he just runs around and he runs around and he runs around and he's got a rocket for an arm. And he just runs around, you know, like 1970s Fran Tarkenton, you know, and makes plays. And I think what you're starting to see is teams rush fewer and fewer guys and just sit back in coverage and crowd lanes and play deep safeties so that he can't throw the ball over the top and try to make it tougher on them. And you're not going to stop that Kansas City offense entirely, but I'm just starting to wonder if that's kind of becoming the book, is really don't rush the guy, just sit in coverage.
That is exactly how I would attack if I were Buffalo. What I would say is we're going to go with the mush rush, which is something that Belichick has done sometimes against mobile quarterbacks, where you're almost not even rushing to get a sack.
You're just rushing to keep him there. You're just rushing to keep him in one place.
And then if you can do that and hopefully avoid him getting out on the run, you can avoid maybe some of the chunk plays. And on the other side of the ball, if I'm Buffalo on offense, I want to use Josh Allen's legs. I want to run the ball as much as I can, take some time off the clock if I can do it, And if I can hit some chunk plays of my own, all the better. I think you have to be aggressive on offense. If it's fourth and less than five and you're anywhere close to midfield, I think you have to go for it to help keep Mahomes off the field. I think you have to be aggressive in keeping Mahomes off the field and not aggressive defensively, if that makes sense.
It does. And I think that's the other part of the book on playing the Chiefs and on playing anyone with a powerful offense like that. You're not going to slow that offense all the time. You have to take every opportunity that you have once you get into scoring position. You can't try to play the field position game with these guys because they can go 95 yards in the blink of an eye. If you get inside Kansas City territory and you have an opportunity, or you're at the 50-yard line and it's fourth and one, you go for it. You try to keep the football, because it doesn't matter if it's 50 yards or 85 yards, they can cover that in the blink of an eye. So you might as well just go ahead and try to keep the ball and get some points.
I've said it on this podcast. I've said it on many Niners Nation podcasts, because it's one of my biggest criticisms of Kyle Shanahan. In most cases, in almost all cases, field goals are failures. So many times, the team that kicks more field goals loses because the other team scores touchdowns, and this just in, 7 is more than 3. So just, I wish coaches would get that through their head, that in rare circumstances, a field goal is okay. Most of the time, you should be going for it.
Who knew that a guy nicknamed Stats could do math?
I promise you that is not the reason I have this nickname. Trust me. So it's Chiefs -4 in this one. Do you still like the Chiefs given that spread?
I'm going to take the Chiefs all the way in this one.
I'll take the Chiefs as well. The 4 points is, it makes me a little nervous, but I think that Mahomes is going to come. You know, Mahomes has a little of that, like, FU streak in him, for lack of a better term. Like, he remembers where he was ranked on the top 100 countdown, and he's always listening out there to what people are saying. And I think coming off a loss, I think he's going to be a little extra motivated.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.